And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've moved the show live and local to the west side of Grand Rapids. We're out at Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive Northwest. You got to get out here and check this place out, man. Just during the break, I was walking around the store. They've got kits out here that you can make 30 bottles of your own wine. They're fully contained kits for like $75. Do the math, guys. That's like $2 a bottle. There's like 50 varieties of wine. It's got all the juice, all the chemicals, all the yeasts, and everything you need to do to make really good quality wine, and it's in a box. And here's the best part. The people out here will help you do this because they are experts at this. This is one of the big boy stores in our town that is unlike any other. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. Thanks for checking us out today. We're the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're here every Saturday. We're back to our regular time slot, 9 to 11. Hopefully our programming and our computer will keep up with us so they don't boot us off the air. We apologize if you were listening to some dead time a minute ago. But right now, we're gonna hook up with a buddy of mine from the East Coast, and we're talking to my Goomba, Big Paulie. How you doing?
Hey, this Grand Master Barbecue Bob, I was digging a beat coming in here. My God.
You like that?
Huh? By the way, do me a favor. Don't use dead air when you introduce me from Jersey, okay?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about dead fish or anything.
You must be up in the ball there.
None of that.
Leotto's. My God, I wish I was with you guys. Sounds like a lot of fun, pal.
Oh, yeah, these guys are probably your cousins. Yeah, I mean,
how my boys
you Sicilians
doing,
are related.
Okay?
Huh?
My boys doing good for the new year.
Yeah,
we are. Thank you.
Yeah. So this, you would love this place because it's total paisano, and you know, you're like the ultimate paisano, and you're an East Coast, you know, a Jersey boy at that. But I know you're living up in Pennsylvania, and somehow they let you through those toll roads, and you probably don't show them your ID or anything. But
I got to sneak in here. They don't let me in all the time. But you know, I also I'm down the shore too, and I got a place in Bergen County. So I got two places in Jersey, one in Pennsylvania, so I'm still more Jersey.
Okay. Well, you're good at scallops, and
You
probably got a great supply of scallops, and this year I bet you the scallops are still coming in because the fishing's got to be so good with this warm weather out there.
You know, it was 65 degrees. I was down the shore on Wednesday. 65 degrees. It was Wednesday night into Thursday. After we had a cold snap on Monday, Tuesday, you wouldn't believe it. It was like, I couldn't believe it. And by the way, if you don't know this, I'm going to tell you again, Jersey's got the best seafood and scallops, and I get tons of scallops and clams from my guys. I need them because this weekend is our big family party, you know?
Okay.
So I was telling you about, first thing I'm going to tell you about cooking. Go ahead.
How are you going to grill those scallops?
Well, the only thing, I don't care who you are, you got to get one of those baskets, a grilling basket, not a stick grilling basket. And you can do more with that thing than any other thing I've ever used with a grill. But you basically take the scallops, and sometimes I know my wife likes to pre-cook them a little bit. I don't like to do that, but she's better cooked than me. You pre-cook the scallops, you wrap them in the bacon, you put them in this basket, or you could do it like a skewer, like a shish kebab type of thing, and you put them on the basket, put them on the grill for about maybe 4 minutes. You flip them a little, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. And, you know, depending on how hot your grill is, within, 4 to 6 minutes, you've got some delicious scallops, and nothing tastes better than seafood on a grill. I don't care if it's lobster, shrimp, scallops. You know, I know, that's the best way to make them. But when you put the scallops in, the secret is to marinate them a little bit. And you marinate them with nothing more than a little butter, maybe some onions, chopped up minced onions, garlic, a little lemon juice, a touch of salt, a little fresh parsley. You throw them in there, marinate them for a while, throw them on the grill, and let me tell you guys, the simplest thing to eat and the best thing to eat. And of course, I got to put the bacon on so my cholesterol doesn't get too low. But otherwise, you can't beat that.
So how are you going to put the now these scallops, how thick do you get them cut? Maybe a half inch?
Well, it depends. You got to get some nice scallops. You can't use a little, you know, base. You got to get the nice diver scallops. I would say that at least half inch. I like them a little. Usually mine are about 3/4 to 1 inch, and you know it's a nice hefty piece of scallop there. You know this is not a cocktail party arrangement here. This is not for the faint-hearted, Bob.
So, but when you say you're wrapping them, so you'd wrap it around it like a wheel?
You put a toothpick through it to hold it. You wrap the bacon around it, okay, on the outside, like in there. You know what I'm saying? And the way I like to do it, I've done it with the bacon partially cooked but not all the way cooked, so it's still soft enough I can wrap it around. But you can throw it on the grill, and it's going to cook because it's not that thick.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're talking to our Goomba, Big Paulie from the East Coast, and we're breaking down cooking scallops on the grill. And Paulie, I did this New Year's Eve, was over at some friend's house, and I was a guest. Yeah, well, I was a guest, and as you know, when you roll in, okay, you're the Grilling Guy, so give me some tips. And one of the things the guy didn't do, and he blew it on a couple of the scallops, is there was no oil on the grill. He tried to grill them on the shish kebab or the skewer, like you talked about, and they stuck.
If you buy these baskets, you can buy these baskets for $10-$20, okay?
Yeah.
And they're not sticky to begin with, and it just makes it so much easier.
Yep. And you still get the nice sear marks. You get all the smoke. Yep. You're not doing it on a griddle or anything like that. You're grilling it, but you're absolutely right. And the thing about trying to skewer a scallop, they're pretty fragile. As soon as that thing starts getting to the doneness you want it, you're really risking that the thing is going to fall apart because that skewer
why it's nice to have in the grill, too, that they flip them and it kind of doesn't disturb them. You know, on New Year's Eve, I wanted to talk to you last week. Unfortunately, we had a blackout up here, but we did it with the basket with lobster tails. And believe when I tell you, it's just amazing. It's no other way to eat a lobster.
We've got a fella showing up here in a little bit from Sobe Meats, and they just brought in a whole line of seafood from Superior Seafoods and the Superior Rep. And I think they started like in New York or Jersey. But Superior is like the oldest seafood company in the country. And that rep is going to be down here, and I'm hoping he brings some scallops because I've got my grill in the car, and we're going to fire that thing up as soon as the broadcast is done.
If he's a smart guy listening to you, he's to bring some.
Yeah, well, I've mentioned it
five
times on the air.
Otherwise, let me know. We'll talk to him, make sure it gets squared away.
I figure if I mention it enough times on the show and he's listening, he'll turn around and go back.
Bob, you're as subtle as a freight train pal.
Yeah, has anybody ever met my subtle partner, Bob? Yeah. Well, hey, Paulie, one quick last question for you with regard to the scallops. Sometimes the bacon doesn't get done before the scallops get done. Are you pre-cooking that bacon at all before you put it on the scallop?
Yeah, but you got to. It's really the word pre is what you have to emphasize. Because, you know, if you cook it and make it crispy bacon, you want to just throw it away. It's not going to do any good. Cook it a little bit. You don't have to kill bacon. People think you have to kill it. You have to cook it, but you don't have to kill it. And then when you get done with it, it's like just like seafood. You know, you threaten the seafood. You cook the bacon so it's safe, but you make it still so soft enough that you're going to finish it on the grill. You can wrap it around the scallop. You put the toothpick through. And, especially, you know, I hate to say it, you're going to burn your fingers a little bit. It's part of the food prep. But once you get them all set up and you put them on, the finish is going to be on the grill. And that's what's going to give you all that beautiful flavor.
So you're going to make it nice.
Oh, well, how else are you going to make it?
Yeah. All
you
right,
know,
buddy.
My kids and I go to a restaurant. They order from the lady, I want a nice sunny side egg over nice.
Hey,
that's how you have it, Bobby.
Yeah. That sounds great. I'll be out in New York in a couple weeks. We'll see if our calendars work out. Love to hook up with you.
Hey, give me a call. I'd love to see you guys. And listen, you guys have fun. I hope you're going to watch my Giants beat Atlanta this weekend on Sunday. We're going to have a beautiful party.
All right, you got a T-bone.
It's going to be a great football weekend.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, dude.
Thanks, Bobby. Be good, guys.
All right. Okay. That's Paul Rotella, a good friend of mine. He is actually the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and just a great radio friend, but a foodie. Now, the guy is a foodie. Total Paisano foodie.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to talk about shopping for the new year with some grilling equipment and meats and smokers. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.